Hey there, I am Caitlin McDonald with the Social Speak Network. In the last video, I dove into your content marketing strategy. And in this video, we're going to be talking about your content marketing plan. So the strategy really is the why behind you, why you're creating the content, the why behind the marketing. Who are you targeting? What's the purpose? What goals are you trying to achieve with it? And then the content marketing plan includes those tactical steps that you're going to be following as a team and as an organization to actually achieve the goals that you lay out in the strategy. So we oftentimes see, you know, organizations trying a lot of different tactics on social media, on digital marketing, and they're not really committing. They don't have that goal in the back of their head about why they're creating this content, why they're doing what they're doing. So then it's harder to measure results and to make changes and analyze the activities that they're actually performing on that tactical side. So what is a content marketing plan? So a content marketing plan, again, is tactical. These are the actual steps you will take to implement the marketing strategy. In general, we never recommend creating a digital marketing content plan without first creating that strategy. So why? As I just mentioned, you may realize after 6 months that the content that you're creating has nothing to do with the goals that you are trying to achieve. So we often see this with teams. The director states that each week a blog needs to be written and at least 3 social media posts need to be published each week. However, the marketing experts creating the content don't clearly understand how their piece fits in with that larger marketing strategy. What's the end goal of the content that they're creating? So again, you need to make sure that it all goes back so that somebody writing a blog post and someone writing a newsletter know exactly who they're writing for and what that goal of that piece of content is. So there are some key aspects to a content marketing plan. A content marketing plan should include topics to cover within the posts and within the content you're creating, calls to action, specific promotions, and who is responsible for creating the specific pieces of content. Additionally, you should also identify how the content will then be published. So in our work with the roadmap for digital marketing, we recommend formatting a bulk of the content marketing plan like an editorial calendar. This is how we've seen it be really actionable and successful for organizations, and that's why we recommend structuring it this way. If you want more information, there is a link in the description that jumps over to our blog post. There you'll find a couple of free resources as well. So please take a look over there and make sure, you know, again, if this is helpful and you want to come back to it, please subscribe to our channel because we are always publishing new videos that cover topics like this: how to create the best content for your digital marketing strategy, how to create that strategy, how to create that plan, etc. So please make sure to take the time to click that subscribe button. So an editorial calendar, that's what we typically create with our roadmap for digital marketing. And again, it allows your team to easily see how the content fits together and what topics should be talked about during certain times of the year. And this, one of the free resources on the blog post, is a list of national observances in 2019. So these are daily events, weekly events, and monthly focuses that you could have for your business. It's really the complete list, and you know, you don't need to cover all of them, but if you choose one or two per month, it keeps you relevant and makes sure that you aren't missing out on events that are going to be, you know, really beneficial for your business as you're growing or as you're seeking to reach certain goals. So how does a content strategy and a content marketing plan really work together? I'm going to go back to an image that I showed in the last video, just really quickly here. And so as we can see, there is definitely an intersection of the content strategy and the content marketing. So on one side, we have the content strategy. These are the internal guidelines. The content marketing strategy includes those visions, the goals, the tone, who you're creating the content for. And then the content marketing, this is that editorial calendar. It's the creation, the curation, the promotion, and then the iteration of creating all of that content. The content strategy always comes first, and then the content plan, the content marketing plan, is based on the goals that you've identified in that strategy. So one of my favorite examples of how a strategy and a plan work together is, let's say an issue within an organization is that the close rate for new sales is lower than the industry average. The goal here may be to increase the close rate, boosting the bottom line. However, after researching and surveying clients and prospects that decide to pursue another option, it becomes clear that the alternative tends to actually be a business with more name recognition. So how can content marketing help to shift the perspective and gain more trust? Here, the strategy could be, and I would recommend this, to increase that brand recognition and that trust. So the plan could be to create more videos with leadership or roundtable discussion videos, and to incorporate blog posts that dive into company values. So you're boosting that brand recognition, you're creating that personal relationship, that personal connection by showing behind the scenes and that experience and expertise, and you're growing that trust through the content that you're creating. Additionally, being relevant with your content marketing increases the effectiveness of your digital marketing plan. So if you're like 98% of our clients, one of the key goals that you've identified in your content marketing strategy is to increase brand recognition and to position your organization as an industry influencer. So incorporating national observances into your marketing plan can be a key tactical decision your company can make to achieve this. Of course, it's up to you and your team to decide which of these national observances to actually highlight and how to incorporate them. And you can incorporate them in podcasts, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, promotions and sales. It's really up to you, which makes it so much fun. Oftentimes we just jump to it, you know, days like New Year's, which we just had, or Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day, the 4th of July, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, etc. These are kind of obvious choices. But are they actually identified in any calendar for you? Do you know 6 months ahead of time that you should start creating content or have content already finished for these? Studies show that people start making their purchasing decisions up to 6 months before the actual event. So in July, people might already be purchasing or thinking about the purchases that they're going to be making for the holiday season. So you have to make sure that your company is already positioned ahead so that at least you know what content you're going to be creating for them. Additionally, does someone on the team know that they're responsible for that? Then with the national observances, we always recommend going into industry-specific days, weeks, and months as well. So for example, if you're a health center and realize in February that it's American Heart Month, I hate to tell you this, but you're already too far behind. You're late to the game. You've missed the opportunity to reach new audiences by being a guest on a podcast or having a guest blog published on an industry journal. Yes, you can still publish a last-minute blog to share on social media, but think of all of the opportunities you may have missed by not planning ahead. So in the next video, I'm going to dive into national observances a little bit more, and we're going to be able to take a look at my list of some of the most fun national observances to incorporate into your content marketing plan. So again, just as a recap, content strategy, or I guess I'm facing the other way, content strategy is with the why behind your creating, why you are creating the content. Who is the content for? What goals are you trying to achieve? And then the content marketing plan are those tactical decisions that you're making and that you're going to follow as it comes to bringing that strategy to real life. We always recommend creating some sort of editorial calendar for that marketing plan. And most of, as I mentioned, most of our roadmap to digital marketing really is focused on that editorial calendar piece. It is so important that people know what content to create, what keywords to surround them by, and why it's being created. And so that's why we focus on that content calendar, the editorial calendar, so heavily. So again, my name's Caitlin McDonald. I'm with the Social Speak Network. If you've enjoyed this video and you want to learn more, please subscribe to our channel. Additionally, tune in because the next video I have going out is all about national observances and incorporating them in your content marketing plan. So I look forward to seeing you next time.